Let me ask you a very important question.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
I suppose.
Oh, good. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as we welcome John O'Brien's America.
Other than my lack of good looks, my questionable health status, my low IQ, and my professional disappointments, being John O'Brien isn't too bad. But being given a choice, I would have much rather been George Jetson. And I mean George Jetson now, not in the faraway future. The nation's largest home builder is about to turn the future of the American home into something very futuristic. Smart homes loaded with smart devices that will become as expected as a two-car garage. 8 model homes will be built around the country that will be completely equipped with Alexa and Echo capabilities throughout the house. The model homes will be 3,600 square feet, set up with an Echo Show, an Alexa-enabled smart speaker with screen, an Amazon Echo Dot, and a large wall-mounted TV linked to the Amazon Fire Stick digital media player. My boy Elroy could come home from school, walk into the house, and tell Alexa to turn the temperature to 72 degrees. Of course, that would take quite a while to reach in the Jetsons' neighborhood, considering the cold temperatures of deep space. If the doorbell rings, I can ask Alexa, who's at the door, and my Ring video doorbell will show me the front porch on my big screen TV. The house will also be equipped with something I already have, a smart sprinkler system for the yard, and a Roomba vacuuming robot to replace Rosie. Being that I'm barely even capable of holding down a job at Spacely Sprockets, my smart home will also come with an Amazon technician who will come to the house to introduce me to all of these features and show me how they work. Considering I needed Lois to show me over the weekend why the lights weren't working in my garage, this could be quite handy. After all, I wouldn't want to be the smartest male in the house. Let me try that again. I wouldn't want the smartest male in the house to be my dog, Astro. And by the way, my wired home would have guaranteed no dead spot Wi-Fi throughout, a pretty nice feature considering there are parts of Pendleton Street I can't even get a Verizon signal on. I'll probably need to ask Mr. Spacely for a raise, considering these homes will range in price from $640,000 to the mid-$700,000 range. And it will also have a separate entrance for elderly parents or boomerang kids. I don't mind if Cindy needs to come back after college, but no way is Elroy going to stay here after he flunks out of school. Besides, with a wife as hot as Jane, I'm going to want all the privacy I can get. And I know I don't deserve a woman as hot as her any more than Peter Griffin deserves that beautiful hunk of wife Lois. This has been John O'Brien's America, but it's on the verge of becoming George Jetson's America. Thank you.
The views expressed in John O'Brien's America were moderately interesting and vaguely entertaining. Thank you.